On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Be more funny!
This is Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. This is our life. Follow along on Twitter at Tall Can Audio or at facebook.com/tallcanaudio.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody? Audio Whiplash on the Tall Can Audio Network. There's Rob.
Yes, it is.
More Peterborough trash. The beer, not the guy. Well, whatever.
It's true, man.
Norwood's finest. As you know.
I take issue.
I know you do.
Not with the Peterborough trash, but with the Norwood reference. Norwood is so common.
Yeah.
North of Lakefield, man. Yeah. North of Lakefield.
Yeah. Where all the cool kids hang out.
Get it straight. That's where the private school is.
Sure.
The kids we used to beat up on the weekend.
Norwood?
No.
Lakefield.
Lakefield. Lakefield College School.
Okay.
It's where Prince Andrew went.
No way.
Absolutely.
In Lakefield, Ontario.
Yes. So that's crazy talk. I think that's how I ended up there.
We'd like Rob to be more prince-like.
Okay, well, no. Yeah, you would. Really, it's true.
Didn't pan out.
So my dad, who, as you know, spent years in the RCMP, spent the second half of it sort of in a sort of a diplomatic sort of way. He spent time escorting the royal family.
Right.
Took the Queen to, I want to say, it was a Super Bowl in Miami. I can't remember which one it was. I want to say 21.
Really?
Yeah.
I never would have thought that'd be a Lizzie.
He also escorted the family to Commonwealth Games in Edmonton.
See, that I could see.
Spent a pile of time with Philip and Andrew there. But yeah, he was in charge of escorting Andrew to Lakefield, the Grove, the college school, to go to school long before we lived there. We still lived in Ottawa.
Yeah.
So I think clearly Dad later on in life went, it's nice there. I think it's a good idea.
Lakefield people.
So yeah, Dad was a pallbearer for Diefenbaker. If you look back at the pictures, yeah, he's one of the guys in Red Surge carrying the coffin. Yeah. Jim, quite a guy.
What do you think the chances of getting Big Jim on the show are? Talk a little about his career.
Honestly, no problems.
All right. Well, look for that.
No. Well, and you know what? I also want to tee up on a separate, more of a sports show.
Yep.
Spoke to my Uncle John.
Yep.
Longtime Red Wing, Washington Capital. He's down. He's willing to come in studio, have a couple pints, talk about the whole process, being a young buck getting drafted.
We've talked about that for a while. To me, I think that's a super interesting.
Well, and I spoke to him over a couple beers at my mother's birthday. And so he's like, yep, let me know.
Sweet.
I'm in. I'll drop into the studio and we'll talk about the process of being a minor league player and getting coming up into the NHL in the 70s and early 80s.
Right.
And how different it is from today.
How to hold on to your teeth while you're there.
No. You don't.
He doesn't know.
You don't, exactly. Hey, man.
Never figured it out.
And then playing in the 80s in the Norris division.
Right, Chuck Norris.
Yeah, it does not happen. Leafs, Wings, Blackhawks, Blues, and North Stars.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, a fight a struggle every night. So look for that.
Yeah.
And
to both of those.
And Jim, yeah, we'll get Jim in.
That'd be good. If you missed it, on Tuesday, we had somebody in, Steve Warren of the Steve Warren Project podcast. For most of you, much better known as...
Tigor.
Yeah, long time guy on TSN 1200. We keep referencing Tigor. For those maybe not from the area, three guys on the radio. That's what that's it. Maybe later on, two guys on the radio.
But again, no, that's when they brought in the producer.
Right,
you're
okay.
Still sticking with the three guys. Third guy, the producer weighing in.
Right. So, you know, we've been throwing that term around a lot. If you weren't familiar with it,
that's what Tigor
stands for. It was awesome to have him in studio, man. It was good that he gave us a little bit of time. Really appreciate that. So you can check it out at tallcanaudio.com or wherever you're listening to this. You could find that. You can also find his show, Steve Warren Project, if you want to check that out. Where do you want to start, man? We got a couple actually, you know what? I'm going to dictate where we start because...
that's new.
Yeah. Got a little feedback on the last show.
A bossy bitch.
And I've been told I'm a little crazy. I surprised some people with my stance that aliens are real. And I have to reiterate, I didn't say we have them. I didn't say they're at Area 51.
Really? You're getting a lot of flack?
Yeah.
I think we'd know if we had aliens.
We don't have aliens.
Was that me? Or were you imitating my voice? Because I think I said that on the show.
We got plenty I got plenty on the rebound on that. And I don't think we have them.
Because Rob is the voice of reason.
I think anything that's capable of traveling here is also capable of escaping our shitty little whatever that we might try to capture them in. I think they could fucking wipe us the fuck out. Yeah, exactly. If they felt.
Well, see, and my take is if they can wipe us out, they're doing it.
Why?
Why wouldn't they?
We could probably wipe out mosquitoes right now if we felt like it.
This is what I'm saying.
But we don't.
We try.
They're just kind of a pest that you swat out when they go. I don't think I don't think we matter to whatever. Either it's so far away that they don't care about us either, or if they've been here, they're technologically advanced enough to go.
You ever kill ants as a kid?
Yeah.
The same thing.
Okay. So you figure they're flying by and let's fuck this up just because we can.
Look at that stupid shit over there. Squash!
Well, we've got to come in. Like, it's not like I'd blame them
for
if
sure.
they did.
For sure. I'm starting in Washington, D.C.
Sure. But we've all, you know. So let's
North Korea.
Let's start there. As a little response to, but we also got some feedback on something that you said in regards to, is it lemon gin that you called the panty remover? We got three or four responses that that's not the real panty remover. The real panty remover was Kahlua, according to a couple of people.
A couple brown cows?
I want to be careful with what that, I don't know whose panties
are
getting removed.
Anybody talking about Kahlua knows about a brown cow.
Okay. I don't.
Milk and Kahlua, man.
Okay.
Ladies love it.
We referenced, because it had taken me down several times, tequila, but also some answers saying that's the real panty. And then a couple people with like links to mixed drinks that are actually called panty dropper or the panty remover.
Hey, we can't have any ether people. We don't encourage this. No roofies or mollies, nothing. Like
just... Ether?
Yes.
That's rough, man.
I woke up with a booming
headache.
How bad
do you need those panties dropped?
All right. Sorry about that.
Yeah. So not everybody on side that lemon gin is the panty remover.
Well, and as I said, it was really just mine.
Your panties?
I was blinded. Honest to God, man. I
swept up like a douche.
Yeah. Well, like a douche.
Yeah.
And I absolutely, and it's revved up, just for the record.
Sure.
It's
deuce, not douche, just for the record.
Yeah, revved up like a deuce. Yeah, I remember a buddy of mine and myself pounding a 26er.
Of lemon gin,
yeah,
and removing each other's panties.
No, we're on the way to a party. But honestly,
I think you're supposed to give it to the chicks.
Yeah,
okay. It's not you pounding it. And then
yeah. Anyways, we probably pounded it in 10 minutes.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah. And so
you had no shot.
I have this And I'm maybe in grade 10, 11 tops. And I remember this so vividly.
This is so Lakefield.
I'm with this certain girl.
Yeah.
And it was awesome.
Okay. For you.
Okay. But I wake up in the morning and I get a phone call from a buddy. And he's like, yeah, what do you remember about last night? And I'm like, wow, okay. And so I'm sort of in the euphoria that's peeking its way through the wicked hangover.
And there's no part of you going, he's about to drop a hammer on me.
Yeah, alarm bells are going off, right? Alarm
what
bells
am I
are
supposed
going
to remember?
Yeah, well, the girl that I remember was not the same girl.
Her name was Frank.
No, it was still a girl, so we still have that going for us, but it was the opposite end of the spectrum from Rob's a tramp. It was some crazy. Yeah, I had to do a little fact checking, make sure his story really was
okay.
Yeah. I don't want to drop any names here.
No,
but
I hear you.
It's not good for Rob.
Okay, love that.
Yeah, not coming with your standard vagina either, if I recall.
This one's horizontal.
Well, there was extra. Extra parts.
Okay.
Lemon gin, ladies and gentlemen.
Can't wait to get Big Jim in yours.
Oh, I think Dad would. Yeah, Dad had three sons.
No
right?
doubt. So. He's, yeah. The other thing that we got some feedback on, I asked people to let us know. That 1% of America's bourbon was burnt off in the story that, brought all this on. If you were having to see
any love for the Al Cool?
Not a lot of reference to the Al Cool, but most people, a lot of people with me, were burning off the tequila. No one needs to see the tequila again. No, and I think it's that a lot of people, in exactly what you suggested on the show, at 17, 18, whatever, you're not drinking the good tequila.
Sousa!
It's something that's taking you down and you're never going to be able to handle again. And so you're willing to see, you're willing to see that burnt off and never see it again.
So the first time, and it's actually, I remember the date, it was the night of Ben Johnson's race in Seoul, 88.
Lots to celebrate, briefly.
Man, we pounded back again, a 26er, doing snake bites.
Taking each other's panties.
Honestly, I may be on the way to a school dance. Sure. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. Ended up drinking my buddy Matt's, different Matt. His dad was making some homemade hooch in the basement, which we drank after.
Ugh.
And it was in a mason jar. Bad idea.
Yeah, no, terrible.
Why do I? There's seeds in this still. Anyways, next thing I know, somebody's holding me by the belt loops as I'm vomiting everywhere in the school parking lot. So, what I did learn that night, what I've come away with, was somebody saying, "Hey, does he get any money?" I'm like, "Okay, I can hear this, but I'm in no way capable of." They said, "Go to the store and get some buttermilk."
Oh, no.
Yeah. Anyways, they went and got a liter of buttermilk. I pounded about half of it, passed out, woke up feeling like a million bucks, coated my stomach.
No way.
No problems. It's the high fat content in any kind of cream or butter.
Get a pizza.
Anyways, woke up. I not too much of a headache. I'd vomited enough, had a good sleep.
Well, I think that's got more to do with it than the buttermilk. If you're going to barf at night, not in the morning, right? Like, get it out of you.
No, but this totally stopped the vomiting.
Okay.
All the acid and everything in your stomach, totally coated. Woke up, there was vomit on my shirt still. Mom's spaghetti. But yeah, good to go. Ben Johnson. So I never got to see Ben live or run that race.
You were having
exactly. So
to me, anything dairy after I've been drinking is terrible, but in the morning, I want a pile of it. But so I've heard other people say the same thing that you just did, not necessarily with buttermilk, but that they want a bunch of milk before bed after drinking, and it will settle. To me, that's a terrible idea. It's going to curdle.
Now, see, in high school, what I used to do, especially in the summertime, we've all been there where we've been way too drunk and we have to get up and go someplace in the morning. I worked at a Country General store.
Yeah.
And so some days, when it's hot and it feels like that humidity that's coming right out of the grass, and you just like,
yeah.
So the key for that,
it's coming from both sides.
The key is you pound about a half a liter of cold milk.
Yeah.
Followed by lukewarm water.
Okay.
Yak. Good to go. Good to go, man. You put that ice cold milk followed by the water.
Yeah.
Sploosh. Feeling like $1 million.
Okay. Yeah. No, I'm staunch after drinking way too much. I want a pile of milk the next morning. You people who are doing it that night, I think you're fucking crazy.
Okay. Well, to me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it sort of in a proactive way.
Right.
But it has certainly, it has helped me in a couple of instances.
Yeah.
To staunch that. And as a guy, especially as a young guy, swinging for the fences when it came to drinking all the time. And I drank a lot of straight whiskey. That was the go-to. And it catches up on you, right?
No doubt, man.
Doing the firehouse. I got a little vodka in one hand, a little whiskey in the other hand. Fuck. Yeah. And then, you got mess. Wicked drunk and vomited, right? I nobody saw that coming. But I struggled. I struggled as a young guy. So that's what puts me in such good form.
Lakefield legend.
Oh, not even. I think it's a middleweight in Lakefield, to be honest with you. Peterborough is fairly prolific for its...
No doubt there.
Drinking and fighting.
Why don't we talk about a little clipping?
Oh, man.
We're not going to do it. Yeah, we'll share the article at all the usual places at Talkin Audio on Twitter, facebook.com/Talkin Audio. But that suggests removing the turtleneck of a child is becoming less and less common as you go. That's circumcision for those of you struggling to keep up a little bit.
Intactivists.
And intactivists.
That's what they're calling themselves.
Ugh. I hate them.
I hate them.
I hate them more now than... apparently, the number of parents choosing to go through with this, the percentage-wise, continues to drop as we move forward. And I don't know if this is, I'd be interested to get your take, if this is tied to the anti-vaxxers, right? Like, this is cruel to do to your child, or... I gotta tell you, if it was traumatic at the time, I don't remember it now. Like, I'm doing okay. Pretty glad it happened.
Pretty glad it happened. Why, Matt?
Because I don't know any different.
Okay, but why would you be glad it happened?
Okay, I've had more than one woman that I've been with suggest that she preferred it that way, and it didn't cause me any memorable pain, right? So, and I've heard it's tough to keep clean.
Okay, Matt, I only asked you
in hopes that you'd hang yourself somewhere.
No.
Yeah.
I am also circumcised proudly.
Yeah.
Fine looking.
I tell anyone that'll listen.
Our show, really.
Good for you, man.
It really comes down to, yeah, a circumcised penis, I think, is a much more handsome penis.
Yeah.
I am not an expert on this, but seeing as how I own one, it makes me a semi-expert.
Yeah, I'm an expert on mine.
Yeah.
And it looks good.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll wash it as fast as I want.
Right. Careful.
Yeah, exactly. No, for sure. And really, the part of the idea with this and the article, and I encourage all you good listeners to read the article.
And before you go on it, the other is that supposedly, if you are not clipped, sex feels better. And I got to tell you, sex feels pretty good. So it's easier to clean.
For me, I can't.
Yeah, well, whatever.
I can't vouch for anybody else.
Yeah. But I don't feel like I'm missing out on much, man. Like,
okay, so my younger brother, who you know.
I'm worried about where we're going here.
Has said, yeah, so he's also circumcised, okay, as we all were.
Yeah.
It'd be
weird.
He wants.
Yes to two, yes and no.
He wants to go back to.
He wants it to grow back.
He wants to reclaim some of that.
Yeah, then that's going around.
Well, because what they're saying is, and as Matt is suggesting, is, yeah, it increases sensitivity. Which thus enhances.
I don't need that, man.
Honestly, I've spent 20 years
trying to go the other way.
You know, rubbing it against Velcro, hitting it with a hard-soled shoe, trying to decrease some of the sensitivity. The phrase, "Sorry, baby, you really turned me on," only works.
You're just so pretty.
So, exactly. Only works so long before you're like. So I can't vouch for anybody else, but I don't need it to be more sensitive.
No.
Now, I have gotten to an age where shit just happens.
I need it to be more a lot of things. Yeah, not more sensitive.
Exactly. More blood cells in it. Is that possible? But no, the idea is, and so I have a son who's recently turned 17. So as somebody who was born in 02, they no longer in 02, they no longer do it in the hospital.
Yeah, you have to take your kids somewhere else.
Right. So what was in our day.
Standard procedure.
They just sign off on it and it's done in the hospital. So, you know, they suggest it's best to do it within the first 7 to 10 days. My son Mitch was done within that first week.
Sorry, Mitch, if you're listening to this.
Minimal amount. They gave it a little local anesthetic.
Yep.
Give it a little quick zip, and it's done.
Right.
Right? You have a couple of days where you got to keep it clean.
Yeah.
Which that's on you as a parent.
Sure.
And we did. Never, no complications.
No.
Right? I've known people who've worked in the medical field, right, who have dealt directly with people in their early to mid-20s coming in with
serious
infections and having to have
grown man circumcisions.
Having to go through circumcisions when, yeah, you're full on, this is happening to you right now.
Yeah.
Whereas there is pain as a child,
of course, as
a baby.
Yes.
But in that first period, it's less, right? As in everything with a baby, you're flexible, there's flapping and so, there's pain. There's pain, but it's like the pain of childbirth. It's like all those things. It's like them cutting. You can no longer cut the umbilical cord. Like, is that going to happen too now? Or
well, this is what
we're
I wonder.
Wait for it to dry up and fall apart. Is that what's going to happen here?
I wonder if this, and this is why I brought it up in the anti-vaxxer thing, right? Like the needle. When you give your kid a needle, it hurts. The kid doesn't understand why you're subjecting it to pain, why it's having to go through. But it's probably best for the kid that it not get measles or mumps or whatever the fuck else we're immunizing against at this
point. And you know what? If you do not want to circumcise your kid, your call.
Yeah, of course.
Your call. So
to me, this is different in that regard than the vaccination thing. To me, you're a shithead parent if you won't vaccinate your kid. I'm sorry, that's how I feel. I don't necessarily feel the same way on the circumcision thing.
Right.
But in terms of the pain that you're going to subject
when you read that article.
Yeah.
So they're talking about in the States now, between 55 and 60% of people still have their baby circumcised. They're
it's so low.
Okay, but that's high compared to, they're saying in Canada, it's close to 30%.
I know.
New Zealand and Australia, 10 to 20. And in the UK, around 8.
Are getting circumcised.
Yes. And so you have a bunch of aardvarks running around out there now. That's the deal. And so, to me, and to
what do you think's causing that? Like, why are we? At one point, it was a religious thing.
Well, what's causing it? And I didn't do it for a religious thing. I did it for a cleanliness thing. Anybody tried to get an 8-year-old boy to shower,
right,
brush his teeth, do any of these things? It's virtually impossible.
Let's just take that out of his hands. Yeah. So you're not going
to
worry about it.
Now you're going to say, hey, we would like you to pull the foreskin back and clean all of the cock cheese around there. Could you do that, everybody?
Not really, though.
Smegma? Would you rather go with
Smegma,
that?
Smegma, I've heard before. I've never heard. You know what? cock cheese. I don't think iTunes is going to let me title the show that.
But you would if you could.
Yes, I would.
Okay, but that's all I'm saying is, yeah, it's a problem.
Right.
And even for the most dedicated and diligent parent.
Okay. So why is it going that way? Why are so few parents doing it now?
Well, I think there is always going to be the percentage of the population who don't see it as this is the way you were born.
But 92% in England? Okay. Or what?
Right. So there's two-fold here.
Yeah.
There's always the percentage.
Several folds, that's the problem.
Right. and then there's your intactivists, we'll call it. This is the way God made you. This is the way you stay.
Yeah.
Right? Then there are the percentage of the population who are lazy as fuck, who if you're going to do it in the hospital, we'll get it done there.
Yeah.
But if I got to take it to a clinic and pay for it, probably not.
Right.
That to me is where it's at.
Yeah, I had a friend a year or two ago who I wasn't aware of this because I'm not a parent or whatever, but said the same thing. Oh, we're taking him to be circumcised. This was like 3 days after being released from the hospital.
Yeah.
Like, taking him where? Like, don't, is it back to the hospital? Oh, no, you have to go to a,
yeah,
you know, a little clinic and whatever. That was news to me, man. Like, I just assumed
yeah,
that
they don't do
the
it.
Wide majority of people were still just doing it because it was part of the, you know, they take the kid at the hospital, they clean them off, they clip them, and they hand them back to you.
Yeah,
I know it's not quite like that,
yeah,
but
yeah.
That's my perception, right?
No, not at all.
No. Apparently, so, it's now an add-on, an extra, and people are
cheating. Honestly, it's a 20-minute thing.
Yeah.
And I'd do it again. I'd do it again just for the reasons of the potential problems that come down.
Yes.
Like, and this woman who's in charge of this, she's leading the charge, this George...
Stop mutilating your children.
George Ann
yeah.
Chapman?
It'll be in the article.
Honestly, this is... there's a picture of her in there, but why is a woman leading this charge?
I wasn't going to say it, but it's worth asking. Like,
and the thing is, for anybody with a right mind, and again, I don't care. Don't circumcise your kid, whatever your deal is.
Yeah.
But for you to suggest to me that this is male genital mutilation.
Yeah.
You're fucking
right.
Ridiculous. Like, this is not the same as...
These crazy places in Africa where they're scraping out clitorises.
They take your entire
like
clitoris, so there
yeah.
is zero,
right.
zero sensation.
That's not what's happening here.
I'm telling you right now, I have no foreskin, and I got lots of sensation.
Right.
I'm telling you right now. So the fact that you as a semi-educated person would make that comparison,
yeah.
oh, that just shows how ridiculous... You really are. Don't do it. I don't care, but don't make that comparison.
No.
That shows you as an ignoramus.
So, love it. So, we're walking around, I guess, in a world that is now ever, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday.
Flash your cock all the time. Be proud. It's
okay.
Handsome.
Could right on the bus, whatever. Excuse me. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday because I was going to...
Also yep. with a penis?
Nope. She does not have one that I know of. I'll ask. And if she does, if it's circumcised or not, we'll find
thank
out.
You.
We'll report back. But knowing this was coming up on the show, you know, I just said I'd been reading about it or whatever. And I said that, you know, apparently in Canada and UK and Australia, and even in the US, as you pointed out, it's down to like 50-50.
Yeah.
But... That, you know, we're now at a point where the majority are not. And Sheep said, that has not been my experience. Right? I said, well, you know, okay. These kids, apparently this is a new thing. They're not of age yet, right?
But, yeah. But they are talking about circa 04, 05,
okay.
Right?
So, but she has said, you know, 90% are in her world, right? Like, and see, well, whatever.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but hey, I get it. Totally, man.
She's probably seen more of them than I have, if you'd like to think.
I can guarantee you.
So.
Maybe not.
Yeah, well, you know.
Yes.
So, I guess we're going to get to a place, though,
well,
that.
Anybody who spent any time in a locker room.
You try not to look.
Okay, you try not to, but honestly, as somebody who's been in competitive sports for.
There they are. They're just
30
flopping
years,
around
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, you go, too bad about that. Sorry about that. But yeah.
Kudos to you.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you.
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, exactly. Good for you. I understand a 10-pound weight for the end of it will fix all your problems. Forget about all those ads you see online.
But we're like 15 years away from the majority of adult men.
Absolutely.
That's weird, man.
And the guy.
Because don't you always feel like whatever you do is normal? Like, that thing that I am is normal. And
for sure.
You're not going to be
for sure.
pretty soon.
Well, fairly soon, yeah. If you don't have a pile of foreskin, you'll be drummed out. Like Logan's Run, yeah. they'll be taking you down. Who's got a foreskin?
Shut up, Clippy.
Yeah, shunned. Bang, to the back. The guy's saying, you know, he feels shame, cultural, you know, body shaming.
Shame.
That his foreskin was taken without his consent and that...
Ugh, lots of things happen that, without your
yeah,
consent, you...
Honestly, buddy. And not only that, I think, you know, You should be lucky that anybody's looking at it. And the reality is, yeah, it's a circumcised penis is a much more handsome penis.
Agreed, man. Speaking of phallic hoods to live under, how about that?
Phallic hoods.
we don't like phallic hoods.
No,
that's been established.
No, yes. Pull it over you. Call it a night.
Oscar Mayer is allowing people to rent one of the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobiles for $132 a night. American.
Airbnb.
Rent it out. It's on wheels. Take it to a trailer park, I guess. Only sleeps two. Has a couple of recliners. Does not have Wi-Fi. If you're looking for internet connectivity in your giant hot dog. Have you ever seen, before this thing, have you ever actually seen one of these things driving around?
I have not. No. I think there's only one in Canada.
Yeah. Right. There's six crisscrossing America, but I guess, at all times.
I think we talked. Crossing swords.
Crisscrossing wieners.
I think we talked about it here, that they had, I think, like 200,000 applicants for people looking to
drive.
To man these things. But the thing is, they were looking for a university degree.
Yeah. 3.0 GPA.
Yeah, public relations degree. You know, just a bunch of things to drive
the giant wiener truck.
Yeah. Anyways, so now, clearly, there's only 9 of them, I think in the continent.
Yeah.
I want to be in the Guadalajara Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
No, you don't.
No, I don't. Really, I don't.
At all.
But yeah, you can rent this for 130.
I think it's in Chicago.
It is in the Chicago area.
Yeah. You hang out at a trailer park, you and your partner on your honeymoon, I guess.
If the wiener's rocking, don't bother knocking.
It comes with a fridge full of hot dogs.
Yeah.
But I don't think it had a kitchenette. I don't think it had a...
Came with a grill.
Yeah, of course.
It did come with a grill. Yeah.
Man, if you could have access to any of these sorts of famous vehicles as an Airbnb, you know, like...
I want the Pope Mobile.
I was gonna... Okay. I gotta like that. I don't want to ever see you in the Pope Mobile.
With a glass top. It's a glass dome. You can see
Hey, just
all right. Hey, you asked.
Clip your kid.
Yeah, exactly.
Or don't. Whatever.
The Roman Catholic Church says, "Clip your kid," and then
have
send
your
him kids my way.
Spayed and neutered.
Sorry about that.
I think I like the Batmobile. If I could ever, you're not going to be able to sleep in it, but that'd be kind of fun for a little.
I want the Dukes of Hazzard, the General Lee. How about that?
You could have run and dive through the window.
Across, or the Starsky and Hutch.
Yeah.
Sliding. Man, I sound old. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Starsky and Hutch and Dukes of Hazzard. Hello, 1981.
Yikes. What about, like, I know a lot of these get rented, but, like, is there a specific band? Maybe, like, their tour bus is known to be legendary or something.
I want
to
go with... I want to stay away from any renowned rock and roll bands. I don't, you know, I think the chance of getting something off the carpet or the
seats is probably... Well, don't you think, like, who's the band that did the Dirt was the name of the
Motley book? Crue.
You know their bus is
for sure. Just it's just crawling. Gross. I always said Guns N' Roses is another one that comes to mind, right? And you're like, no, I don't want anything to do with that.
I'll stay at the Oscar.
Can I have the Osmonds? The Osmonds tour bus?
Ew.
Is that what possible? What?
You like that she's a little bit country?
Yeah, yeah. Well, for sure. Yeah, well, Marie Osmond back in the day.
Okay.
Right, but I'm trying to think
glad
of...
Glad we've gotten past you being old.
How about the Leahys or something along these lines? Okay. Rankins.
There you go.
Yeah, Rankins. I think Leahys is more Central Ontario, right?
For sure.
I think we need Rankins.
Okay. Do you think this is something we're going to see more and more of? Like these sort of... Airbnb.
You ever rented an Airbnb?
I haven't. I looked at it before I was going to Indiana because I just kept getting told for what you're getting in Fort Wayne, it's not worth the hotel. And that's probably true. But I was happy to have a restaurant and bar downstairs, be right downtown, not dealing with who the fuck knows what I'm going to. But I like all kinds of people I know use it all the time. Say it's a great way to.
I've used it a couple times. Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah. never to stay in a giant wiener mobile.
Yeah, that's like, to me, I could care less. And at $130,
to me, that's nothing. Although you're staying in a trailer,
I'm in a wiener mobile with.
But I bet you this becomes more and more of a thing. And I don't know other, like, could you stay in the Goodyear blimp for a night? Or
nice,
like,
I'd get behind that.
Yeah, like, I bet you're going to start to see more and more as you sort of offset the costs of some of these promotional vehicles.
Sorry, we're doing the Super Bowl that night. But.
So it's an extra 200. Two
nights later, yeah. We see what we can do for you, huh?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I think you're going to see more and more of this stuff, man.
Nice.
The turtle blimp.
Yes.
I remember.
Popemobile, ladies and gentlemen. Popemobile.
As a child, big, yesterday. Like right in my wheelhouse was the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Yes.
And I remember asking my dad to build me a turtle blimp and being like.
Seems totally reasonable. Gene, get on that.
Irritated that he wouldn't do it.
Like, yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing, Dad?
And, you know, hindsight being what it is, building a blimp, probably not super easy or whatever. But I felt like he didn't really give it the full effort that he could have.
I think he has the capabilities to get that done.
But I think so, too. I think he could have built a blimp and just chose not to.
I totally see him as able to do that.
Yeah.
Put the shame bell in right there. Like, get it done, Dad.
Like, just build the blimp. Like, what are we doing here?
Do I ask for too much? I don't ask for your love and affection. Blimp, please, blimp.
I'd take that, I think, over the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile.
A blimp too, man. I want in on some of that action.
Well, because the turtle blimp had like some guns for taking down Shredder and stuff. Like it'd fling pizzas.
I'm not interested in the turtle. The turtle blimp.
Some of our neighbors could use a pizza flinger.
I could use a pizza flinger. Fling some pizza this way.
Why don't we get out of here, man? That's Audio Whiplash for another week. You can give us a follow on social media, Talkane Audio.
Hey, and be kind to Matt out there.
Matt's getting some rude shit on our feedback. But
come on, man.
Yeah.
Matt's out here putting his... Yeah, whatever.
Let's kill Matt. Why don't we get the hell out of here?
Let's not kill Matt.
That's Audio Whiplash.
This wound.
I am unhappy with the confusing and at times confrontational nature of that meeting. I wanted it to go better. I wanted it to go better!
Thanks for listening. You can get more TCA at tallcanaudio.com or by searching Tall Can Audio on your favorite podcast app.